Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivedakacharya Asthatera Sadushi Shriman His Divine Grace Shalesi Bhaktivedanta Swamiraj Srila Prabhupada Kijai Gaur Premanande Hari All Glories to the Assembled Devotees All Glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga Om Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutare Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamita Namane Namaste Sarasvatam Deve Gauravani Bajarne Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskyatya De Sadharna Oma Ganatavananda Sya Gananjana Salakaya Chaksur Umilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shigaro Shiyuta Parakamalam Shigaram Vaishnavamscha Shirupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatam Vitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Prajana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Visakhan Svitamscha Hey Krishna Karna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishubhanu Sudadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakapa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patidanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pranitananda Shadvaita Gadadhar Shivasiddhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 3, Chapter 15, The Description of the Kingdom of God. Text number 22. Vapishu vidruma tatasu amala amrita apsu presha anvita nija vane tulasibi isham avyarchati Su alakam unasam iksha vaktram uchestitam bhagavata iti amata anga yat shri Vilpishu vidrama vratasva malam ritapsu Preshanvita nidamvane tulasi virisham Abhyarchati svalakam unasam iksha vaktram Uchaisitam Bhagavate Yamatanga Tatsri Vapishu Vidramatatasva Malam Ritapsu Preshanvita Nidavane Tulasi Virisham Abhyarchati svalakam unasam ikshavatram Uchaisitam bhagavate yamaya matanga yatshri Yachiti swalakam unasham ikshavatram Ambhagavate yamatanga yatsri Vipeshu vidramatatasvalam amritasu Vendita nidambane tulasi virisham Vyachiti solakam unasham idakshavatram Utesitam bhagavatam nidajyachyachi Matiji Siddhi Svalakam Unasham Vilakshatam Matidis Viva Tulasivirisham Abhyarchati Svalakam Unasam Ikshavatram Uchaisitam Bhagavate Yavtamanga Jatshi Vapishu, in the ponds, Vidruma, made of coral, Tatasu, banks, Amala, transparent, Amrita, nectarian, Apsu, water, Presha, Anvita, surrounded by maidservants. Nijavane, in her own garden. Tulasi B, with Tulsi. Isham, the Supreme Lord. Abhyarchati, worship. So Alakam, with her face decorated with tilak. Unasam, raised nose. Iksha, by seeing. Vatram, face. Uchastitam, being kissed. Bhagavata, by the Supreme Lord. Iti, thus. Amata, thought. Ananga, O demigods. Yat Shri, whose beauty. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The goddesses of fortune worship the Lord in their own gardens by offering tulasi leaves on the coral paved banks of transcendental reservoirs of water. While offering worship to the Lord, they can see on the water the reflection of their beautiful faces with raised nose. And it appears that they have become more beautiful because of the Lord's kissing their faces. Purport. Generally, when a woman is kissed by her husband, her face becomes more beautiful. In Vaikuntha also, although the goddess of fortune is naturally as beautiful as can be imagined, she nevertheless awaits the kissing of the Lord to make her face more beautiful. The beautiful face of the goddess of fortune appears in ponds of transcendental crystal water when she worships the Lord with tulasi leaves in her garden. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutaya Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Vijarane Nirvishesha Srinivadi Paskyatya De Satarane. Seems like quite a simple verse, but actually it's quite complicated or difficult to understand, because as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Purvam alama dakshakam ashvatam prahur avyam tadamsi yasya parnani yastvam veda savedavit. That there is a banyan tree which has its roots upward and its branches down, and the Veda hymns are its leaves. That one who knows this tree, he can understand about the Vedas. In other words, the material world is the perverted reflection of the spiritual world. And to try to understand what the spiritual world is like is very difficult. As a matter of fact, generally we'll misconceive what the spiritual world is about, even when we hear about it. And especially when it pertains to Krishna and his transcendental consorts kissing and embracing each other, generally we'll take it something like a young boy and young girl, as here in the material world, they kiss and embrace each other. So Krishna is also fond in the spiritual world of kissing and embracing ladies. And ladies are fond of kissing and embracing Krishna in the same way that we're fond of doing that. But this is a misconception, not a very easy conception to explain or to experience or to understand fully, but this is more or less what our basis of our philosophy is. Just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came with three confidential reasons. Krishna, previously, he had manifested his presence on this planet. And as we know, it's for three reasons, namely to annihilate demons, reestablish religious principles, and to protect the devotees. And out of those reasons, of course, Krishna could always annihilate the demons simply by his